Greetings and salutations. I am Reese Gilliland, and here with me today is Ashton Mark Saylor.
Hello.
Yep, that's Ashton. All right, and today we are going to be going over our top five picks for the last 5 years' best sci-fi or fantasy young adult book series. And the criteria for this list is...
the last installment of the series must have been published within 5 years.
That is correct. And the book series has to be at least 3 books long, including any sequels that may have been added later on. So, our series on the list is Steelheart by Brandon Sanderson. The original book was published September 24th in 2013, with the latest edition in February 2nd, 2014. And why don't you give us a quick overlay of the plot for that?
Steelheart. It's basically what would happen if there were actually superheroes. They carve up the United States and the world into territories ruled under an iron fist, and it's up to a group of terrorists known as the Reckoners to bring them down.
It's very interesting. It's for young adults, but I highly suggest it for adults as well. It's very engaging. A lot of literary devices are used, and it will definitely keep you reading.
Yeah, it had some really nice twists in it.
It did. It really did. No spoilers, man.
I'm trying not to.
Okay, moving on to the second book series on this list is an all-time favorite, Percy Jackson by Rick Riordan.
So good.
So good. And it was published in July 1st, 2005, with the latest installment in October 7th of 2014. And this book series will blow your mind. It's basically about teenagers who are demigods, half-human, half-Greek god. And the Greek gods have survived into the modern-day age, and these demigods are fighting a whole bunch of baddies and stuff, and it's super awesome. There's
so cool.
Magic, sharp swords, explosions, everything your inner 11-year-old will love. And it is a original 5-book series, and then there was a second series tacked on with another 5 books, and then 2 books full of short stories. So it's a reading for days.
As well as the same author revisiting the universe in a different series and announcing a third.
And this guy just keeps cranking out a whole bunch of mythological stuff. It's so entertaining. Again, he used a lot of literary devices. Plot twists, headcanons, they will abound. Moving on to the next series, it's a 6-book series, my personal favorite, called Codex Alera by Jim Butcher, who generally writes for adults, but this one spans the gap between young adults and adults. It was first published in October 5th, 2004, with the latest installment in November 25th, 2010. This book series is basically about element bending, but with a twist on it. Instead of the elements themselves, there are these spirits, per se, that live in the elements called furies. And the more furies you control, the more elements you can bend, the stronger you are. Basically, the High Nobility can do anything they want. It's super awesome. The main character's name is Tavi, and he's basically furyless, which is unheard of. It's basically about his struggle to find himself, kind of. More like to find furies, but it'll blow your mind. And that is a 6-book series.
This is one I never read.
It is. You should get on that, Ashton. You had one job, man.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, you need to, man.
On to the next series.
All right, and that is Artemis Fowl by Ian Colfer. It's by Ian Colfer, guys. And it is epic. 9-book series. The first book was in April 26, 2001, with the latest installment in July 10th, 2012. Why don't you go ahead and give us an overlay?
Young Irish genius billionaire decides, hey, I'm going to kidnap some fairies for their sweet gold so I can finance all my family's illicit illegal activities.
I mean, who doesn't want to do that?
It's so great.
Straight up. But basically throughout the book series, it's Artemis working with fairies or against fairies at some points. And it's just, it was great. It's for young adults, but also I highly suggest adults read this as well. It will blow your mind all over the wall.
It was published earlier than most of the other books on the list, at least the first one was.
Mm-hmm.
The last novel in the series came out
in 2012? Yeah, 2012. It'll blow your mind.
So good.
I highly suggest this. And then the last series on this list is Mistborn by Brandon Sanderson again. And the first book was in July 17th, 2006, with the latest installment in November 8th, 2011. And you haven't read these either, have you, Ashton?
I have not.
Well, Ashton hasn't read these, so I will give you a brief overlay. You had one other job.
Two jobs, sorry.
You failed me, Ashton. All right, so these books kind of visit almost a medieval age, and there are certain people called allomancers who can ingest certain metals and use those metals to enhance their senses. And
that's really cool.
It is really cool. It's super awesome. But most people can only burn one metal, and they are called mistlings. But then there are people who can burn all the metals, and they are called mistborn. And mistborns are pretty much always used as assassins, because they're that awesome. And the main character is, of course, a Mistborn. I mean, come on. Saw that
kind of... Title of the book.
Yeah.
Even I could have guessed that.
Yeah, no kidding. And basically, she's just going through and killing things throughout the entire thing, using metal that she ingested and then uses. It's really awesome. I believe it's a 3-book series. I haven't finished it yet myself. But it will blow your mind. So that is the last book on this list. But all of these come highly suggested by both of us, I do believe.
I actually am interested in both of these. I did intend to read them. If you're looking for something that isn't as much in the sci-fi genre, I would suggest The Dark Tower by Stephen King, because it's awesome.
I have not read that.
It's really cool. It's like Gunslinger in an alternate reality.
Ooh.
It's awesome.
That does sound awesome.
Yeah.
And of course, you can probably find all of these at your local library. I suggest you go read them right now. Like, right now. Like, get up, turn this off, and go get them. Right now.
That's your only job.
Only job.
I failed once already.
He did. Twice, actually. Failed twice already.
Well, don't... I failed 2 missions once. That's the difference.
You still failed twice, man. Don't take a page out of Ashton's book. Get up, go get these, read them all, or I will find you and give you a very stern look. Very, very stern look.
And that is all from us.
Yes, it is.
Enjoy your reading.